Hey, this is Leah.
This is Samuela.
And we are the Late Bloomies. Woo! This is episode 2 of the Bloomies podcast, the Late Bloomies podcast. Yep. And today's topic is siblings.
Or rather, to be more specific, the siblings of Late Bloomers.
Yes, siblings of Late Bloomers who are, what, ahead of us?
Yes,
ahead of us. In some departments.
In all departments.
Exactly. Honestly, like, my younger brother, right? Well, I'm 26, and he just graduated high school, already has experience dating two people.
Wow.
Two people.
I'm like, some people are lucky enough to get even one person.
Right?
He got two.
Two. Like, where are they? Where are our partners?
I'm like, what happened to us when we were in high school?
Honestly, what happened to us in high school?
Like,
honestly.
I mean, in our defense, ours class, okay, our class had 72 people graduating. Like, a graduating
yes,
class.
Yes, yes. Our class wasn't that big.
Yeah, we didn't have many options.
We didn't have a variety of people. Options
at all.
So.
Right? But then you would say, okay, why didn't you meet somebody outside of high school?
I didn't know all about that. I didn't know that I had to do that. I didn't know.
That's how some people meet people.
I know. My brother's first girlfriend actually wasn't even in his high school. Like, how did that happen?
How do you meet these people? My friends are people who I have in high school or church.
Honestly, I think it's because I just don't do, like, activities out of school, probably. Yeah. That's probably why.
Yeah.
And so I didn't, like, meet new people.
Yeah.
Like, my world was my high school. That was it. Like, I didn't know I could branch out.
Like, this is all I knew.
I know. That's all I knew.
Yes. And even if I did make a friend outside of high school, it was a girl.
Yeah. Like, it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, oh.
It just didn't happen. I don't know.
Like, why? Why are we,
like
related to this? Like,
I don't know. I mean, in my defense, for me, why I think it was is because looks do play a factor. Especially when you're in high school. Mm-hmm. That's all you're not mature enough to care about the deep things in that relationship.
You know, like, the high schoolers that look like high schoolers and then the high schoolers that don't?
Yeah.
You know? They look like more adult.
They look like adults.
Like, with experience.
You look 30.
I was a high schooler that looked like a high schooler. Right?
Yeah.
Very much a child.
Very much giving. Oh, yeah, you're 16.
Very much.
You're 16, you're
so
15.
Maybe younger than that. Like, honestly, when we were in high school, we went to the same high school, by the way.
Yeah. We've known each other since ninth
exactly.
grade.
Exactly. We've known each other since ninth grade. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because when we were seniors in high school, right? The people younger than us, our juniors?
Junior years.
The juniors of the high school honestly thought we were the same grade. They didn't even know we were seniors.
They didn't even know. And then funny enough is that the middle school and high school, we have different color shirts.
Yeah.
And so they were like, why do you have
the that's so, like, why do you have, why are you guys wearing senior shirts?
Yeah.
That is so sad.
What are you doing?
That was so sad.
Bro, we had baby faces. No, actually.
Yeah, we did have baby faces. We did. Very.
For you, had baby faces. For me, it was like, it can go
honestly, we
way.
Still do have baby faces. Yeah, that's the thing.
People still think I'm 19.
Exactly.
And I'm like, no, I'm 26.
I don't know if that's 25. A good thing right now, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to look like a child.
Yeah.
I don't want to look like a child.
I feel like people won't take you seriously.
Yeah.
If you look like a kid. So then you have to, like, do things to make your.
You know, I don't want to be like the late bloomer where people are like, oh, yeah, you look like a late bloomer.
Yeah.
I want to be like, oh, you're a late bloomer, really?
Yeah.
I want that kind of reaction, you know? So, like, I'm like,
But that also reinforces the stereotypes of what a late bloomer
is. Exactly is. That exactly is true. Late bloomers can look like all sorts of people.
Sorts
they don't have,
people.
But you have to admit that there is some people that you can see. And you're like, oh, yeah, I can tell, like, you didn't have that much experience.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like that. I want it to be a surprise.
Yeah,
but, like honestly,
I'm
I don't...
expecting it.
Would you bring it up when you're in a relationship that you're a late bloomer? Or,
like,
you're...
important.
Like, you have not... Really? Like, you would say that?
Maybe not on the first date. You know?
Okay,
we're just
getting
to know each other. But if the question asks, like, usually the way it asks, like, for me personally, I'm waiting until marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they'll ask, oh, why is that? And then... follow-up questions, but in other cases where you're not, that's what people think. Oh, you must have not done it yet, or did because you're waiting to marriage. It doesn't happen.
Yep.
Sometimes it just hasn't happened.
It just hasn't happened.
Just hasn't
For
happened.
Me, I would not tell the guy ever.
Really?
That he's the first.
So what if no, he tries I to wouldn't. Kiss you?
I mean, I would just practice before.
Hey,
I don't know. I don't want to give it away because okay. I feel like it gives that guy some kind of power uh-huh. in that relationship mm-hmm. where I don't want that. Like, that's I don't want true. You to feel that's like you're true. Teaching me stuff. Like, yes. I don't want to be that.
It increases their ego.
You know, there's some guys who, like, or, like, girls mm-hmm. might fetishize, like, late bloomers mm-hmm. in a way that is like, oh, you don't have experience. I'll teach you. And mm-hmm. I want to teach you this and that. And yes. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, I do not like that kind of, like, dynamic in a relationship. You're not teaching me anything.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, I don't think I would ever tell the guy that he was the first
person.
I won't give him that, like, advantage. I feel like it's a, like, I feel like, oh, he'd be like, oh, I'm the first, really. Like, I just don't want that. So I don't think if I were in a relationship, I wouldn't bring it up. For just me personally, it's not like a bad thing. It's just like, I don't want to tell you.
Yeah. I mean, what if it gets serious? Would you?
After marriage, maybe.
What?
Maybe when he's...
So you... Wait, you after, really think that they will never find out until you guys are married?
Hopefully.
Oh, my God.
I wanna believe that I have that much charisma.
Okay.
Just like, okay. Oh, I would have never known.
Okay, sure. I will let
but,
you believe that.
No, I feel like that. It will, like... I don't know. If the guy is, like, really, like, experienced, he'll probably tell.
Yeah.
See, this is why probably I don't want to date a guy who really has experience.
Because of that.
Yeah,
okay.
He can tell. Like, I'm pretty sure people with experience can definitely tell.
They can definitely tell.
Definitely tell, right?
Because I feel like when you have experience, you just have this sort of confidence.
Yes.
Like, you just know what to do. Like,
yes. Yeah, you know, right?
But, like, I don't know. For me, it's, like, awkward to say some things. Like, even to say, oh, yeah, because... That's so weird to me to say, I kissed. I've never kissed anybody. It'd be weird for me to say, oh, I kissed.
Oh,
person.
My gosh. Oh. But honestly, I was thinking, like, what if I kiss this guy and I just do it so wrong? So what should I, like, practice?
Like,
like, what am I going to practice with?
Bruh. And then that's just, like, funny, like, okay, wait, what are we talking about?
Siblings. How did we jump topics? Wait, what were we talking about? Siblings.
Yeah.
We're talking about siblings, how they're ahead of us.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
Let's go back onto topic. Back onto topic.
What were we saying? Oh, my God. This is just how our brain works.
We hop topics. We just topic jump a lot.
Yes. But I think it's so real because that's how
it is real. That's how we're doing it. That's how we're doing it. Okay. We'll go back on topic about siblings.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, you have two brothers. And they're both, like, more experienced.
The other one I have just started high school. So, but he's very quiet. He's very, very quiet. But the thing is, I saw him at his middle school graduation, right?
Uh-huh.
He had his arm around this girl taking a picture. Like, he has some kind of riz or something. I was like, hey, what?
Okay.
I was like, what?
I don't know what that is about.
I was like, bro, you're only in middle school. You're about to go to high school. Like,
no, middle schools move fast. I won't say that right now.
Dang, are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I remember one time I saw, like, middle schools will have been through, like, already four relationships. They broke up last week. They're like, met the parents. Like,
dang.
What do you mean meet the parents? Y'all are like 12. Like, what?
Dang.
Like, it's people, kids move faster these days.
Honestly, when my brother had his first girlfriend, I was like, what?
Uh-huh. Wait, which one? The older one?
The older one who just graduated high school.
Okay.
He had his first girlfriend, I think, when he was in what, 10th grade? Yes. And then I was like, wow. I was like, wow, okay.
Wow,
and then they're just, like, I saw, like, they're just giving each other, like, little notes like, cute letters and stuff like that.
You love me,
I was like, why didn't I do this in high school? Like, wait.
That's not where our priorities were. I feel like our priorities
wasn't.
Were, like, I'm gonna just pass this test.
Honestly, well, yeah, just pass it. Honestly,
honestly,
for me in high school, I'm now remembering, I didn't even want... Like, I saw a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, he's handsome. And it makes me happy to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
But I was never like, I want to be in a relationship with this guy.
Yeah. Just, like, distance. I just rather look
like, yeah, look from afar.
From afar.
Yeah, being, like, dating
actually,
was too intimidating for
me. Like,
oh,
this is a lot.
I can't do
this.
Like, I cannot do that.
I feel like it's a lot of work to date.
It is a lot. It requires a lot.
I personally say don't even think about dating in high school if you don't.
I don't know. Some people have like love stories that last, but like some people don't.
It doesn't really last
for that, you know.
But I mean, I guess you could do it for experience, so you don't be late bloomers like us.
But I am jealous of like people who do have like experience in dating when they're younger. Yes. They just have natural charisma.
No, they do.
Right?
They really do. I feel like they're just more confident people.
Right?
Like, for example, my brother, right?
Yeah.
He had experience. Actually, he was pretty popular in high school because we went to the same high school as us.
Mm-hmm. I know. You know? Yes.
And he was popular.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the year I graduated, they had like a basketball game or something, like homecoming game.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back to the high school to watch it and watch my brother play.
Yeah.
All these little girlies just coming up to me saying, "Oh my gosh, your brother's so cute."
What?
I'm like, ew, don't tell me that, first of all. But like, you can just show how much easier it was for him to not to get experience. Because when he was in 10th grade, like you, that's when he had his first girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He already had other girls lined up probably to be his next one. And then when he had I think 2 or 3 girlfriends in high school. And then also other thingies. But hey, let me not tell my brother's business. Okay?
But honestly, it's the same for my brother too.
Yeah.
Like already like 2 girlfriends too. Yes. And just having that experience.
Yeah.
They just have like, you know, they gain confidence from that too. Like they know how to talk to people comfortably without overthinking too much about it.
Even just starting a conversation with maybe the opposite sex is just easier for them.
I know.
But I feel like the reason why, in my opinion, is because he was conventionally attractive. I can see a lot of girls like this. We might not see it because they're our siblings, but if we look outward, they're kind of tall.
It's funny how all our siblings are taller and we're the short ones.
Like,
bro, why are we the short ones? Have you seen that TikTok that's like about 2 sisters? One, the short one is definitely the oldest.
Always. The shortest one is always the oldest.
My sister's almost my height and she's in elementary. Like, that's how sad.
That's crazy.
It is.
I'm telling you, it's like our younger siblings hit the genetic jackpot.
Bruh, honestly.
Like, it's not fair.
You know how many times I wish I was tall?
Same.
Like, I want to be, like, really tall and just, like, cool.
Yeah.
Like, that chic like kind
model.
Of girl.
Yes.
That's, like, but I also want to be, like, that tomboy, chic, cute girl. Like, that's
vibe.
The dream, but it just didn't happen.
Yes. I want to be, like, a skater girl.
I know, like, I don't know why. I used to be the tallest one in my class.
We all did. We
both
were.
Right? Right? And I just stopped growing.
Yeah.
I stopped.
We both stopped growing, and then everybody else started growing.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
I used to be in the... You know how when you take a photo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the tall people in the back?
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those people.
Oh, that was me. I remember those days.
Those were good days.
I remember those days.
And now I'm the people in the front.
Bruh.
I'm the people that have to sit in the front or crouch because I'm too short to be in the back. And mind you, we're not even that short, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, what, 5? I'm 5'3".
I'm 5'4".
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not that short, in my opinion.
It's average. It's average height, yeah.
It's average height, but... Yeah. We're just surrounded by
people.
We would
be tall. We would be considered tall in Japan.
Really?
Yes. As females, we would be considered tall.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I should move to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be tall. I want to tower over everybody. It sounds like a dream.
It does. But you also feel like an outcast. I went to Japan. Mm-hmm. Everyone's so small. I was like, I don't want to be the center of attention that much. I noticed like being in the center is not always that fun.
It's not.
Just everyone just like looking
because you can't hide, you can't do your thing.
I know that's probably one of the downsides of like, because you really have to be out there when sometimes you just want to hide sometimes.
Yeah,
you just want to hide.
I don't want to be in center of attention all the time.
I guess that's why that's a good point for our height, I guess. Yeah. We get to hide.
So hey, that's a good thing.
We go hide.
That's probably why nobody saw us. Nobody like
they couldn't find us in the crowd.
That's why.
I don't know, I honestly feel like maybe this is, like, me in my head. I was like, you know what? There was some guy. The guys that I, like, definitely had something. They're just too scared. They're just too scared. They were just too scared.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I had this little bit of confidence. I was like, I feel like they like me back, but they're just...
Yeah, they're just too scared to say it, because, you know...
They wanted to go get another girlfriend.
I know, for their friends.
Yeah.
So their friends can hype them, but they really wanted
me.
Me.
They just wanted me. delusional.
I know, right? But in actuality, guys will go up to the girl they like. They're not gonna hide. Mm-mm. If they really like the girl, they will tell her that. Yes. They will tell her that.
Unless you're like maybe somebody that is, I guess, not everybody would like physically.
I know, maybe that could be one. Yeah. That could be a point, yeah.
And that's also, I think that's, because in high school, I didn't care about my looks. Wore whatever.
Me neither.
And my hair.
I mean, that's how it should be.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's just, okay.
Just live a fun life.
You can worry about that stuff in college.
Right. As long as you don't look dirty.
Yes, you don't smell bad, then it's okay. It's okay. You know?
But no, but girls are dressing to the night. Especially the younger generation.
Yes.
They have makeup on. Before and the makeup us, was gorgeous.
They're, oh my God. I just gorgeous. Saw my brother's yearbook, right? He graduated. Mm-hmm. And these girls in, what is it, middle school? Mm-hmm. And well, early in high school, like maybe they're like in ninth grade. Mm-hmm. Bruh, their makeup is amazing.
I don't know where they're learning all the internet.
Bruh, yeah, YouTube. They have YouTube. I was like, bruh. Yo,
if I knew all these techniques back in high school.
Oh my! I would be.
Had money.
I would be exactly.
I would be doing all the little under eye.
They're so good at it.
They're so good at it.
I'm like, what?
Like, I'm telling you, each one of them could be a makeup artist if they wanted.
They're
to.
They're really good.
And then don't get me started on the hair. Even though they wear uniforms, uh-huh. They know how to style it. To
yes,
where you look good.
Honestly.
I didn't care in high school.
I did not care at all.
I wore oversized shirts. I still wear oversized shirts.
Bruh, only thing that was on my mind in high school was drama mangas and occasionally the guys that I see at high school. That was the only thing. I did not think about it at all.
Ooh, facts. That's what really kept me going, like, looking forward to going to school.
I know, like, you know, like, the eye candy. Yeah. You'll be like, yay, he's at school today. And if he's not at school today, you'll be like, like, dang, he's not. I didn't get to see him today.
I would cry that
You know, day. I still do that, though. Like, at HEB, when I see my favorite guy at HEB, I'm like, he's there. And then I kind of go through the aisle on purpose again. Yeah. So I can, like, walk past.
I don't want him to notice me, but I just want to,
like, walk past him. Just so, you know, I can see. Double take.
Do you want him to notice you when you
yes.
walk past?
But I don't want him to come up to me.
What?
I don't want him to come up to and talk to me. I'm just gonna, you know, just know my presence is there.
Oh, so you want him to be aware of you, but don't come up to
me. Yes, yes.
What?
Yes, I don't know. It's a very weird thing.
Maybe this is why you're late.
Yes, that's probably why. I want the idea. I want the story, but I don't want the actual reality of it. That's probably bad. It is.
Maybe a little bit.
It is. I need to be more in the real.
Yeah.
The real.
Living the real life.
In real life. IRL.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
It's okay.
Bruh.
We still have time. But we can't keep saying we still have time.
Yeah. If we say that for two, we'll be 30. Oh my God, we'll be 30. I mean, it's so quick.
Oh my gosh.
We'll be 30 so soon. Can you imagine that? I mean, no.
I don't even want to imagine.
No, our 30s will be fun. Okay. It will be fun. Okay. It will be very fun.
Okay, I'll have my big girl money at that.
Yes, we will. We will. We will have.
Traveling and all that stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. We need to do that.
No, we should.
We should.
I have a list of places I want to go.
I'm so scared. We will go to all of them.
We have to go.
We will go to all of them.
Okay. Wait, what were we talking about siblings?
Yes, we're getting back on these siblings. Oh my God. On these siblings.
Siblings, so.
You said attraction, so you said the looks are probably why maybe our siblings are ahead of
us. Yeah.
No, let's be confident in our looks. We are okay.
I'm going to be honest with myself. I was ugly. I was not so ugly. I was fugly in high school.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. No, you weren't, Samuela. No, you weren't, Samuela. She's being way too hard. You were not.
I was.
You were. No, you weren't.
People say I look the same.
No, you do not.
People say I look the same, but I think I grew up. If you say I look the same, that's saying, like, to me, in my head, I'm like, you say I'm still fugly?
No! But no!
I feel like I look like a better version of myself.
I think we all do.
Right?
Honestly, I feel like we gradually look better and better as we get older.
Like, when you grow into your adult phase, it just looks good.
Because my stages were like this. When I was younger, I was so cute. Mm-hmm. But then elementary, middle school came, I was like, okay, what happened here? High school, okay. But then, I feel like gradually after high school, okay, my face is turning in more into a woman.
Yes.
Okay, I see what's going on.
The cheekbones, you know? And the everything.
So I'm like, okay, we're looking better now in high school.
I think maybe it's because our bodies were just changing.
Yeah, we're going through a lot. Yes. Going through a lot, bro. I look so weird.
Yes. Oh, wow. Oh. The things I used to wear in high school, I was like, what was I thinking?
What? Yes. No. Yes. We had a uniform. What could have you possibly have worn? Outside of high school? I don't think, even outside of high school, I don't think you wore, like, anything that's outrageous. From my memory. But I have bird memory. I don't remember anything. I can't remember. Jack, I'm honestly scared I might have Alzheimer's.
Don't say that.
Okay, I won't say that. I won't say that. But, like, honestly, my memory is going.
You do not have Alzheimer's.
I'm going to do some, like, brain exercises. But it's in my genetics.
There's an app on that you can download. It's called Elevate or something like that.
Elevate. This is not sponsored, by the way.
Not sponsored.
But we would like it if you're listening. Wait, so what is it called?
So, like, basically in this app, right? Uh-huh. Where's my phone? Well, anyways, basically in this app, like, it teaches you a bunch of, you do a lot of brain games to just, like, get your mind moving. So you can become, know bigger words, remember things, think faster, things like that.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
And it helped.
I need to do a lot of recall exercises.
Yes.
They have, for my memory.
They have those.
Right?
Yeah. And it really helps. Honestly.
It does?
It does. I used to be so, like, forgetful.
You know, because I noticed the way I've always been driving is that I can't remember the streets.
Facts.
I can't remember. I remember the scenery. If I see, like, this, the restaurant there, the tree there, okay, I'm in the right direction.
Yes.
But when as soon as I turn on a street that I've never seen before, I'm lost. I'm lost.
Even
like,
if
I don't,
you've been on the street?
If I've never seen that street before or the buildings around it, I'm lost. Like, even though it's, like, nearby the street.
Are you serious?
I'm like, which way do I go?
What about if you've been on that street, like, maybe once?
Once?
Yeah.
If it's not in my memory, then I don't know.
Oh my god.
I was like, bro, I just wanted to go to the street, right? But I made the wrong turn on this one street. I didn't have my Google Maps. Like, Google Maps is my life.
Google Maps is like,
that's what, that's
life.
If Google Maps didn't exist, I wouldn't know where to go.
I wouldn't know anything. I don't know how we survived before.
I don't know how our parents did it without maps. Like, how did they do it?
I think we had to, like, we would Google the steps on Google Maps. And then we would print it, and that's what we use to, like, actually, like, find places.
Find places? I'm like,
I would get lost.
I can't. Like, I have to remember, I have to see the scenery at least once or twice.
At least see, like, a familiar restaurant. Yeah.
And then that's how I remember.
Yeah. But I said the same thing. Mm-hmm. I remember that time when we were driving from the food bank.
Food bank, okay.
And I said, I remember this place.
Oh!
I took us to a complete different city.
Wait, oh my gosh, I remember that. We almost got lost.
We got lost, right? We got lost. We were 30 minutes away from where we were going the opposite direction. It was so bad. Yeah, so maybe that doesn't work for me, but if it works for you.
Hopefully, but I'm gonna practice my memory. Okay, let's go back to siblings.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We kept jumping again.
It's because we love ourselves.
Exactly, we do. It's fine.
Our siblings are cool, but
you know, the funny thing is, with my older brother who just graduated, we went to visit his university, right? Mm-hmm. At the health place, and we went inside the health place, and I saw a condom for the first time.
Wait, what?
They have, like, a whole basket of, like, it's filled with condoms.
Yeah.
They had snacks, chips, tissues, and there was, like, a whole basket of condoms.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, this is the first time I ever saw one in real life. My brother picked it up. He's like, what is this? And then, because he doesn't know about it. Like, he doesn't know. Well, he knows about it.
That's a good thing.
But he never seen one in person.
That actually makes me so happy.
Right? Christian family.
But also, like, he's not out there getting anything.
No. Definitely not.
You're too young for that.
Definitely not. Please. Definitely not. But we both saw it for the first time, right? Mm. And so I was like, wow. And I was like, wait. I was like, I told him, I was like, hold on to one, you know? You never know. I was like, hold on to one. And then he's like, what are you saying, weird? And he was like, you're weird or whatever. And then he went to the bathroom. And then when he was gone, I took one.
What are you going
to
do?
I wanted to touch it.
Is this something you need to tell us?
No, I just wanted to see it. I wanted to open it and, you know, like, observe what it was, because I never seen it. But I left it in my bag, right? And then when I went to the store, I had to get my wallet out. I dropped it on the floor. I dropped the condom on the floor. But no one, my brother didn't see it. No one saw it.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like, oh, thank goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank goodness.
Oh, my gosh. But that would have been so awkward.
That would have been so awkward.
Oh,
so I hid it. I hid it inside of, like, one of my... what is it, bookcases, the secret, like, so I put it in those boxes, just keep it in there so no one sees it.
But it's still there?
Yeah, still there in my house. It's not open yet, but I just wanted to see it, you know, just to, like, see.
That is such a random thing.
I mean, I didn't open it. I was gonna open it later, but I didn't open it yet. But I just felt it from the outside. It's like hard around the circular part. Is a bit hard.
I've never but I felt one more.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but, summer, by the way, again, repeating the fact that we are both 20, I'm 26, 25, yes. And never seen a condom before.
That's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
This is a safe space. This is a safe space. You might also have not seen it. Mm-hmm. This is a safe place to talk about this stuff.
Yes. In my defense, I worked at Walgreens, so I did have opportunity to.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
But was it the box? But was it the...
Some people like to steal.
Oh.
So, yes, there were some open boxes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was my first time seeing one.
That's crazy. And how old were you?
This was yesterday. Like, I mean...
Bro,
this happened. What? Did you think I was talking about years ago?
I was like years
no.
ago.
No. No, this was like literally like yesterday or 2 days ago. Like,
you're
this.
Hilarious.
We went to his university to drop some stuff off.
Uh-huh.
And then we went there and I saw it.
He's moving in?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
It's
so,
real.
It's real. Yeah, he's leaving home.
Oh, gosh.
He's leaving home. So.
Are you going to cry?
I don't know. Aww. I don't think I'm a crier, but maybe. Maybe it hasn't set in yet.
Mm.
But, you know, one bird is leaving the nest.
Wow.
Yes. The sibling that I raised.
Mm. Your
second mother. I'm the second mother.
Your child is leaving.
Exactly. That's how it kind of feels like, but yeah. I don't know.
I think it's weird. Thing with, like, big families.
Yes.
Maybe, is that also maybe another reason, because you had to raise your siblings, that's why you were
maybe
kind of,
but at the same time I feel like there's other people in my position, right, who are older siblings, had to raise their younger sibling, but they're married, they have kids too, you know.
So then what happened to us?
Like, I have no, I honestly think I just, maybe I'm just not super interested in the relationship thing, because I noticed something different between me and my brother is that he's kind of like a romanticist. I think he is more like, I'm not into that, like, lovey, oh, sending you goodies and notes and, like, I don't think I can envision myself doing that.
I just think it's so cool.
Honestly, I mean, it's not cringy, but it is a little, I mean, it's probably because it's our siblings, but
yeah,
it's my little.
Watch us do the exact same thing when we
We'll
probably be even worse.
Samwella. Don't forget, this is the internet. This is the internet. Oh my gosh.
But hey,
you think you would change when you become going like a relationship? You think?
If I really like somebody, I think I
you
would.
You think?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. But honestly, I feel like if you were in a relationship, you would definitely be like involved. Like, you would definitely like show your
love
for the person
I'm
deeply.
I'm
right?
A little fighter, yeah.
That's the thing, but I don't think I'm a lover.
I'm not gonna lie. To me, it's because I never seen you like. Well, there was that one guy.
What?
From the Thai.
Oh, Thai restaurant.
Yeah. That's the only time I've ever seen. No, I'm lying.
Thai restaurant. Yeah.
I'm lying. I've seen other instances. It's just that I don't see you acting all lovey dovey like.
No, me, my family don't even hug.
Like,
wait, do you hug in your family?
Yes.
Okay. My family don't.
Maybe that's why.
We don't. My mom's Asian, okay? So they don't really hug in that community, the Asian community. My dad, Nigerian, they do hugs. They do kisses and hugs. But then he travels a lot, so he's not home. Okay. So we don't really do that.
Yeah, so you don't have a lot of opportunities.
Yes.
So that's something you're not used to.
Yes, I'm definitely not used to that. hugging and like doing and all that affection in that kind of way.
Then how come your brother is?
I guess giving people, like, gifts and stuff like that, notes and stuff. I mean,
like, giving gifts is not really a big thing, because you can give gifts for, like, birthdays.
But, you know, he hasn't, like, I don't want to give all the info, but he hasn't, like, done, I don't think he's done hugs. Wait, no, he's done hugs, definitely.
Okay. Oh, maybe. It's just, like, kitty love.
I think so. Okay. But it's because I think he's being respectful of the girlfriend. She's a bit religious, too. So they can't do that, like, touchy-touchy stuff. Okay. So both girlfriends were like that for him. So I think that's why. But he said that he wants to, though, if he could.
I mean, he's
but
a boy.
So I guess that feeling is there. He would want to. But for me, I never had, like, the urge or want to, like, hug or, like,
even
kiss.
Even, like, somebody you, like, really liked.
I have not, I don't, maybe I just never met the person.
Maybe.
What if that was it?
Maybe. I mean, like, think about all the crushes you've had in the past. Not
no, one not of one of them. I wanted to do that. No. Like,
interesting.
I don't know. Damn. I don't know. Like,
no, don't say that.
Am I going to be in a relationship? Like, do I want to?
Would. Maybe. I mean, I've heard so many stories of people who say they can never ever imagine.
Yeah, I know there are some people.
The best relationship
I don't think
ever.
I'm opposed to a relationship, because when I see like dramas of like romance, I'm like, oh, like
possible.
That's cute.
I think we need to get out of the drama, like stop expecting it to be.
But
like
the
a
weird
drama.
Thing is that once, like even when I'm watching dramas, right? Mm-hmm. I like the, like when they're in the verge of, do I like this person or do I like, and then they're like, but when they're in a relationship, that's when it gets boring.
What?
For me,
that's when it gets interesting.
Really?
Yes.
I'm like, okay, they're in a relationship. Okay, then.
That's when I like it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Because
the tiptoeing and all the fight, the yin and the yo-yo.
Yeah.
It's too much. I'm like, just say you like each other already. Okay.
That's
get
my favorite. That's my favorite part. Really? I like it when the longer it is.
So you like the anticipation.
Yes.
Mm.
The anticipation, but
I don't
when
like
it.
That.
Is this a toxic trait? I wonder.
What?
But I've never been in a relationship yet, so we don't know.
We don't know.
We might find this out.
Yeah.
We don't even know what our toxic trait is in a relationship.
Literally. Facts. I really don't.
Because
really
we haven't. We
haven't. I don't know how active I was in them.
Right?
I don't think. I feel like if you had to guess, what would it be?
Your toxic trait?
Yeah.
Ooh, honestly, like you guys might not know Samuela, but she's like honestly the sweetest person. Like honestly, she's so funny. But I cannot like imagine you being toxic in a relationship.
I can definitely imagine.
You can?
Yes, I'd probably be like the silent type. The communication.
Oh,
yeah. I feel like because I'm so. I wouldn't say nice. Maybe people pleasing.
Oh, pleasing. You just, like,
I'll just
hold off.
Over.
Like, hold it off. And then at the last minute, probably, like,
explode yeah.
with it. Honestly, that might be me, too.
Yeah.
Like, I would just not bring it up.
Yeah.
I
think that's a toxic thing to do.
But I feel like for me, it might be just being turned off really quickly.
Yeah. I feel like you probably be, like, lack of affection.
Yes. Like, lack of showcasing affection.
Like...
Not doing enough. Probably not even seeing him enough.
Not texting. Oh my gosh.
I would not text him.
She would even say, she would probably even call him saying, good morning text or anything.
I would not text, probably. I could not. Probably not enough communication.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Or
like actually saying things like, oh, I love you, or things like that. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Could I say that though? I wonder if I
really
can say that. Like, honestly, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't say that.
It's just a, I don't know, it's just a, I love you.
Oh my gosh, our toxic trait, what would it be if we were, I would want to know what our listeners would say about themselves.
Yes.
Like, if they, like, if you are a late bloomer in a relationship, I wonder what, you know?
Your toxic trait would be. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
like,
that would be
what
so.
What are the different types? Like, I know, clinginess, would that be toxic?
I mean, to the extreme, yeah, probably. If it's to the extreme, that's definitely toxic.
Oh, and an obsessive? I'm not going to lie. I like a little obsessive.
Really?
Yes. You,
on your side or the guy's side?
The guy's side. Not really obsessed with me. Oh, my goodness. I used to love watching those kind of movies where the guy is just obsessed. And, like... Oh,
heck no. Heck no. That annoyed me the heck off.
I loved it.
It would annoy me so much.
I loved it.
Like, I'd be like, bro, this guy is annoying. Like, this is too much.
For me, it's like, it wasn't really the whole, text me every day. That one was annoying. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was the whole, like, if you're too far away from me,
It's probably because we're watching it. You know, they romanticize, like, TV shows romanticize it a lot.
They do. Especially those, like, werewolf ones or the vampire
ones. Werewolf ones? Yes. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, like, what is it? Twilight?
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Oh, I did not like Twilight. I did not like Twilight. Oh,
my God. Honestly, I didn't, like, I found Jacob weird at the end. Like,
really?
I mean, like, come on. He imprints on her daughter?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was weird.
Like, that's a bit weird, man.
That was weird.
Come on.
That was weird. I mean, before he did that, I liked him. I was Team Jacob all day.
Team Jacob?
Yes.
I was Edward.
What? Oh no!
I thought he was kind of cute. That kind of like mysterious.
I like
you don't know if he likes you, but he likes you kind of vibe.
I guess. But I don't know. The way you just do things was just weird. Like coming to her bedroom at 9 o'clock in the night.
That was a bit weird. That was a bit weird. Oh yeah, that was definitely a bit weird. Oh my gosh.
It was okay.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
It's alright.
I feel like you were right. TV shows really do romanticize that whole obsession thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I like it. Mm-hmm. But in real life, it's honestly kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not get that serious.
But back to like our siblings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Is there like besides relationships, do you think that there's something else that you feel like, oh, they definitely passed me in this sense? Like I'm definitely a late bloomer, but they're ahead mm-hmm. of me in this. Have you felt like that with your younger siblings?
Yes. I feel like my brother's going to be the first one to move out.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Because his hard work and ethic is really commendable and it's mm-hmm. really, like, inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a hard worker myself, but he really, like, gets things done.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He will go out there and work hard and all that stuff. But I also feel like it's because he had more leeway, like mm-hmm. our parents will allow it more mm-hmm. because he's a boy,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they're expecting me to do is get married.
Mm-hmm.
But for him, he has to, like, I guess, make the income and all that stuff. And
for me too, like my brother right now, thinking about it, I'm living with my parents right now, right?
Mm.
He's the first one to like leave the house. He's gonna leave the house. Like I didn't dorm when I was in college.
Me neither. Right? I didn't dorm either.
But he's dorming and leaving the house.
Yeah.
You know? Gonna be in that kind of, I've never experienced that. Like
life outside of your own house.
Yes.
Living outside of your own house.
You know? And like thinking about that, I'm like, wow.
And I feel like that really is also another thing that makes you, gives you that experience that you need to be independent.
It's exactly what you need.
Yeah.
So I was like, in that sense, I'm like, wow. There's like moments where I'm like, wow, I'm really behind.
Mm.
You know, when I feel like when I also see my brother too, like he really, although he like, you know, I saw him like goofing around a lot, but he also
was working
hard. Working hard, getting things done, doing what he wanted, you know, and then leaving the house eventually.
Yeah.
You know, not being stuck at the house.
That's what
you
I feel know? Like stuck.
Right?
Yes.
Really, like, stuck in the same time. Like, our time's not moving. For me, it feels like time's not moving.
I feel like I'm still a teenager sometimes.
Right?
Like, and I maybe it's because, what was I saying? I just wanted to be young for a long time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And maybe our siblings saw how we were and learned
from exactly. Our mistakes. Honestly, I feel like as the older sibling, I was definitely the test subject.
Yes.
Like, all my parents definitely tested on me what would work and what would not work.
Exactly.
You know? And then tried not to do the same thing on the younger ones. So I was, like, the subject.
Yeah.
That's how it feels like. You know?
Yeah. And it's just, like, I feel like you would expect the oldest sibling to have more experiences and all that stuff. But we ourselves were still trying to figure out, like,
exactly
what are we doing here. And so I feel like they have more experiences because they learned from us.
Yes.
And therefore they have like a cheat code, basically.
I know, right?
Yeah,
that's how it is almost.
That's okay.
Like, it's no, that's how it goes.
Yes. Sometimes, you know? I wish I had a sibling, like older
honestly
sibling.
Yeah, there were so many times when I wish I had an older brother.
Right?
My life would be different if I had an older brother. I feel like I would definitely be different.
Yes, I know. I would. If I had an older sister, I know I would.
Yes, definitely.
That's where I would go for advice.
Right?
Yes. Oh, like, our siblings who are in a relationship come to us.
I know. they come to me for advice, and bro, I'm not even, I don't, you know, like, you know, I've never been at that stage, but I give advice as if I know,
right? Because we low-key do.
Yeah, because we're the observers.
Yes, right? That's the thing about us late bloomers. We've seen so much and observed that I feel like that's also what's holding us back from
exactly pursuing certain
things, you know what I mean?
Exactly. For me, it's like, I don't know if I had like a pressure to be the proper older sibling, not doing too much, so that the younger ones, you know, won't, you know,
learn to
but
do
I things. Feel because I think when I was younger, my mom had this saying that would always like freak me out. It was like when the oldest fruit, like the oldest, they say, she says fruit, they kind of say that like the oldest one, the rest will rot if the older one is like messed up. So like if the oldest one is a bit messy, the others will rot. The younger ones will rot. So I would hear that so many times as a kid. Probably that kind of scared me too.
Yeah.
You know, and like, what if I messed up and then my siblings will also get messed up too? But like, look at me, I'm not perfect right now. Like, I'm, like, ahead of the game.
Like,
delay.
Yeah.
You know? And not, like, going forward and trying new things. But it also comes from, I think, a fear of messing up.
Do you think that's also another thing that, like, since we're siblings, like, the oldest one, we're afraid of making mistakes because it can affect. We feel like it can affect
everyone. But that's not the case, because they're living their own life.
They really are.
You know, not caring about, worrying about. But as an older sibling, you have this, like, pressure.
Yes. This think pressure. About everybody.
Exactly.
We're always, like, thinking about, like, we don't think about ourselves, like, what we really want. So sometimes I don't know how to, like, I guess be selfish.
I can. Like, you know what I mean? Honestly, you honestly live for
everyone,
yeah, you know.
But then our younger siblings, they'll just do whatever they want,
you know, without us, you know. But that's okay, care in the world. But
that's a good thing, because, you know, they know how to, like, I guess fight for themselves. Not fight for themselves,
and that's like it's an honorable trait, you know. And it kind of makes me want to learn from them too,
we're
learning from them.
Sometimes I'll be going to my little brother for advice,
and that's okay. Like, it's honestly okay. You know, you don't have to be older or younger to have good advice. You don't have to have more experience or less experience to give someone good advice. You know, sound advice. And I think that's important.
Yeah.
Well, this episode
has gone away.
We just checked, like, oh, bro, how long is this episode? Yeah. Well, this went deep. This went to, like, a lot of deep topics.
Yeah, honestly, I still feel like we didn't even touch everything.
No, we didn't.
There's so much.
And this is just about our experiences. We just happen to be late bloomers and, like, you know, who are older sisters as well.
Yes. Sisters. You know? And I think it's important to mention that the sisters part.
Yes, the sisters part. Definitely. Yeah. That has an effect.
The older sister.
Older sister.
It's really a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely a thing.
It's definitely a thing.
Honestly, like.
Yeah. But, like, you know, I feel like maybe in another episode we can talk
about it. This is, like, I think a very deep topic that is kind of like a lot of people can touch on too.
Yes. Yeah.
And experience, like, you know, I mean, can relate to this kind of issue. So.
And even share their experience.
Maybe, yes, we definitely need to talk about this more.
Yeah. Maybe the next episode, this could be like a part.
Exactly. Part two. We'll maybe bring like a part two to this topic.
Yeah.
But for now, we're going to end this episode here.
Yeah. We're going to leave, guys. That's the end of it.
We'll see you guys next time. Right. Thank you for listening.
Bye.